Hey, this is Irene. I've been waiting for you. Thank you for joining me, mixing it up with me right here on The Mix. You're listening to CBiz Media,
your place for faith, inspiration, community chat, and more. Tune into LICMC Radio at licmc.net. Spots available. Call 248-701-0885 for info. Touch and agree with us in prayer anytime with the Prayers Up Club. Visit cbiztvmedia.com and click Prayers Up Club. Finally, stop by our store for inspirational gifts for your friends, loved ones, or gift yourself. Visit cbiztvmedia.com and click our store. Now we send it back to Irene, CBiz Media. Faith, love, and trends. Thank you.
All right, guys, it's time for another recap chat for Love in Paradise Season 4. We're only on Episode 2 right now. But let's talk about these people. I mean, one thing I do like about this show is it's a little bit more simplified. We only have four couples here, while on some of the other franchises, there seems to be more. And it's kind of a lot to juggle and a lot to keep up. And I'm loving all of these programs, but I'm trying to see how can I define or focus on one series or focus on just two, because I think that I'm at least on three at this point. I'm not sure at this point. I think I'm doing too faithfully 90 Day Fiance in the spinoffs, but yeah, I'm working on focusing on, you know, dialing it down, focusing on the ones that I really feel are good and enhancing to the podcast. But if you guys have any thoughts on that, please email me. Let me know, how am I doing? What can I improve? I'd love to hear your thoughts. Email me anytime at cbiztv@yahoo.com. But yeah, let's get into Love in Paradise. You know, I'm already enjoying this almost from the beginning, right at the front. And you know, sometimes it takes time for the seasons to warm up. I feel like that's what's going on with Happily Ever After. But let's get into this episode. Episode 2, Luke and Madeline. Luke is 30, Madeline is 19. I think she's 19 now. Luke basically let us know that he ran out of money. He doesn't have his good cushy job anymore. He was paying too much attention to his new fiance, so he wasn't paying enough attention to work. And so now he's out of work. He can't give her the lavish lifestyle that he's been affording her while she's in Colombia and he's in America. He now says he's living in his mom's basement. So he's hoping that Madeline does not reject him for his new situation, that this is true and real love. But he said he can't wait to see her. He's going to Colombia. And when he goes up there, Madeline is waiting with open arms. She has balloons. She mistakenly lets the balloons go up in the ceiling right before he comes out off of the plane and in the airport to greet her. So also she had a picture of the couple during their when they got engaged, so that was really nice, that they were kissing it up, lots of kissing. And she started hitting him with the balloons and hitting him with the picture and hitting him. I don't know if that's supposed to be love play. Seemed a bit harsh to me. She was hitting him in the face. Thought it was a little weird, but I don't know if that's the thing that they're into. But he just kept kissing her, and I guess he didn't care. I really don't know what to make of that. To me, it spills just being young, and I don't know, young and very playful, maybe a little bit immature. But we'll see as time goes on. They're happy at this moment, but she doesn't know yet the new situation, but it's coming. Then we have Anika and Kyle. Kyle is the professional sperm donor who goes around the country and donates his sperm, whether he gives them a sample or he has sexual relations with the person, which he says works better scientifically. So Anika feels some kind of way about that part, and I guess she feels that, you know, since they're in a relationship, he's gonna dial that back. They meet for the first time. I think they met previously, but this is their first date. They met, I think, a little bit earlier in the day where she met him on the last episode at the airport. So now they're going to a fancy restaurant for their first date. He comes in there just in his t-shirt, and he's slurping the food and he's eating everything. And she's like, are you going to eat this? Are you going to eat that? Because I don't think you should waste food. I'm not into wasting food. He's like, well, you have wine. I'm going to take some points away from you here. He has some type of strange point system. And then he says he likes back scratches. And she'll gain points if she scratches his back a certain way. And he was looking at her nails and saying, okay, your nails are perfect. I kind of had a situation like that with somebody I was dating as far as nails. I'm more on a natural side and I don't get my nails done. And this person was really into acrylics and they said they wanted back scratching. Back scratching did not happen with us, but this is a desire that they put out there. Again, we talked about marriage. This is somebody I talked about marriage with. But the back scratching never occurred, but they let me know this is what they like. They like acrylics. And I just was never that acrylic girl. So, and then also, what else was said? Oh, he was saying, no, he wants her to eat all her food so she can be good and strong. I don't know if it's just for her or because of the fact that she is supposed to be getting pregnant. Then he's like, well, tomorrow we're going to meet and you're going to look sexy. I want you in a ponytail. And she's kind of turned off by everything that's said, but she says she still has feelings for this person since they built this thing, you know, I guess while they were talking online. So they have a bond, but she's still turned off by a lot of the things that he's done. So she's willing to give it a chance, but the look on her face was priceless as he was doing all the things he was doing. And I could really pick this guy apart earlier. You know, he went to his place. He rented a place out, I believe. And he said it's better for him because he needs his privacy. He doesn't want to share the same bathroom with anyone. It's just a lot of, to me, things where this person, I see why he has this lifestyle of traveling and having sex and supposedly helping people, which maybe he's doing that. But I feel like he's just kind of a one-night stand type of person. He doesn't want to share the same bathroom with you. Is he gonna be able to have a long-term relationship with you? Is he gonna be able to marry you? I guess you guys can have separate bathrooms and still have a good life. I don't know, but his lifestyle is basically conducive to what his desires and appetite is. It seems like he doesn't have room for a long-term relationship, a partner, a wife. And the way that he acts and conducts himself, he doesn't have consideration for a woman in his life. And he has this point system that I feel is very petty, a little bit nitpicky. I could see if they were doing it for fun, they agreed on this system, but it's just one-sided. And he's expecting her, I mean, it's little things, because it does make me think a little bit about Shekinah and Sarper and how he wanted her to lose weight and he's a personal trainer and she only really needed to lose like 2 or 3 pounds to be the ideal weight for him anyway. But whatever the case, it reminds me of that, but just not as deep. Like, he's not trying to say she's heavy, he's not trying to put her weight down. But he wants these little particular details to be a certain way, yet he can't even show up to a dinner and be respectful and look decent. So it feels very one-sided. He has all of these things that he demands and requests in the relationship, and she's just supposed to comply. And I think if she has a list of demands, she needs to kind of pull that list out and really confront him. You know, she mentioned things as they were eating and as they were talking and all of that. But I think she really needs to put her foot down if she wants to continue with this relationship. He says he really wants to be with her, but what effort is he going to make that happen? I do agree with the thing about not wasting food. I was out with a friend and they had so many fries left on their plate, and I, you know, took a doggy bag box or whatever, which I mentioned I always do. I kind of don't like when people leave food. I'm like looking at all those fries and I'm not going to eat behind them, but I just don't like, I don't like when people leave food that could be eaten. And I know some people have the thought that sometimes restaurants will recycle that food. I'm not sure how they recycle fries, but and I don't know the nuances on that, but I don't even want to think about it. But I do agree with the part of not wasting food, and that's about all I can agree on at this time when it comes to Mr. Kyle. He's just a conversation himself. He can have his own reality show if he wanted. I don't know if how long I would watch it, but very interesting, I'll say. Now I'm going to go to Sean and Aaliyah. I think Aaliyah used to be Robert. Aaliyah is not fully transitioning yet, but has let Sean know that, you know, they're changing. They've decided to dress more feminine, wear makeup all the time, and kind of transition to a woman as far as their lifestyle. Not sure about the surgery part of everything at this time, but they did say that they wanted, Aaliyah says, and wants to be called she, and says that she wants to get a Brazilian butt lift and get some liposuction on her stomach. And Aaliyah is very fit, and was very fit as Robert as well. Has issues about being overweight when they were younger, and has really worked out and gotten their body really tight and everything, but still has this desire to be some level of perfection. Sean is not really sure if he wants to be with a male that is transitioning, I say maybe emotionally, mentally, and within the public eye to female. So he's not sure how he feels about this situation. And it makes me think about, you know, someone just not really happy with themselves. For me, I feel like Aaliyah is trying to discover a new part of themselves or how they want to be. But again, wanting liposuction, the different things that they may want to make themselves feel whole, and it's outer things that they want to make themselves feel whole. So being with someone like that can be very challenging if you're with someone that does not feel like they know who they are. I mean, not that I know who I am 100% and I'm all the way there, but to not have a strong sense of who you are, to be working that out or be figuring that out in the middle of a relationship can be very difficult and very taxing. I can imagine. I was talking with someone and they just had a lot of different emotional things going on, different thoughts and different ways that they wanted to do things in their life. And it became the star of our relationship. So for me, I feel like Sean may feel like Aaliyah has now become the star of their relationship when it was Sean and Robert and they were kind of equally matched. But now Aaliyah has become the star, the standout, and everything is about Aaliyah. And I kind of felt like that when I was with this person, because they just had so much going on and so many different feelings, and they would tell me about different new things. And, you know, I was rooting for them, I cared about them and all of that, but it seemed like they became the star, their situation became the star, their story became the star. Well, we're supposed to be each other's star of each other's show in our relationship. And it can just be difficult when that person has a lot going on, they're going through different changes in their life, something like transitioning, like it can just become, that becomes bigger than the relationship, that becomes bigger than the love. It's that feeling, it's that vibe that I feel like I'm getting that, and I feel like I've kind of understand that scenario on some level, not exactly in this situation, but as I said, you know, some major event or something major happens and that becomes the star, and it's an ongoing thing. It's not something that we overcome and it's settled after so long. It's something that's ongoing, that, you know, there's always some new big thing that happens that then it takes over the relationship. And, you know, I'd want to be the star of your show. I mean, you're the star of mine, but it always seemed like, you know, whatever was going on with him was the star. But that's my feeling on that. And I feel like a lot of deep things kind of come out with some of these shows. It's things that I can relate to on some levels, and it's some things that, you know, that are just kind of deep when it comes to relationships and connections and bonds and the whole psychology of it and the inner workings can just be kind of a deep thing. So that's why I'm kind of into this type of stuff. Alex and Adriana. Alex is the young lady that's with Adriano. She's African-American, I believe. He's Italian. She said something about moving to Australia. I'm not sure if that's where he's located, because I thought he was Italian. But they met on a dating app while she was on vacation. She felt, you know, she was brave to do something like that. I think she's a psychiatrist, and she always has to put on that professional face. And she felt like she was living a love novel now. She was, like, getting outside of that little box and just being adventurous and being outside of herself and opening another side of herself by connecting with this guy. And they only got to see each other once, and she had to go back home, but they continued to continue their relationship for about a year, and they've only seen each other for about 10 times within that time period. He's expressed that he would like to do threesomes, and he says at first she was okay with that. And she admits to us as viewers that she was into women. She wanted to try things with women, and she was open to that in the past, but now she's no longer feeling that way. And she also wants more of a one-on-one relationship where there's not multiple people involved. She talked to her girls, her family about it. And yeah, they're saying, you know, hopefully he can put his head on straight when it comes to these threesomes, and that he can see how important, how special she is. And he really said he feels she's special. He was talking to his friend while he was getting, I think, his hair cut and getting the shave. And his friend was telling his friend, you know, I do want to do these threesomes. And he's like, well, you know, if you want to do these threesomes, there's people that are willing to do this with you. So why just stay with her? And he says, well, there's something special about her. We have a special bond. I could spend the rest of my life with her. I thought it was so sweet. And I've never seen, or I rarely see a couple like that where it's only been about a year, but he's like, you know, I could spend the rest of my life with this person. And it's more than just about the threesomes, but the threesomes are an issue. This can be very superficial. Like, if you find the right person, there's gonna have to be some considerations and some things you're gonna have to let go and some things you're gonna have to put down. And he was basically saying she was worth being in a relationship with, but is she worth it enough for him to put down this idea of having threesomes and having that type of situation if she does not want that? So, I mean, your sexual urges, do they take precedence over being in love or having the right person in your life? You know, which you kind of have to weigh it out, which one is more important to you at the end of the day. And if you feel like you found the person that God has for you, you're gonna have to put some of these things down, let some of these things go in order to move forward, especially if you're on, you know, you have to be on the same page with that person in order to move forward, and that's the only way that you can do that, then that's something that you should really think about. And I've mentioned before, I've heard stories of people letting the right one go just because, you know, they weren't ready. They may have wanted to still be out there and play around, and they look back and regret wishing that they, you know, had taken that person versus chosen, you know, their sexual appetite or whatnot, or the idea that they would be committed to someone for life. Sometimes that scares people. But I'm excited to see what happens with Alex and Adriano, and hopefully Adriano can see where Alex is coming from. I hope this is a battle that they can win at the end of the day, because it looks beautiful right now. It looks romantic right now. But we'll see, you know, how much precedence these other things will take place. And some of these things to me can seem shallow, but there are people that really have these desires, these lives in their life. And like with Kyle, he wants little things like ponytails and, hey, you gotta look sexy. And it seems a little shallow with these little tit for tat details that people want. And, you know, threesome's not really a small detail, but these little preferences that people may have, and sometimes big preferences, do they take over the idea of being with that person and loving that person and having the person of your life? You know, you're gonna at some point have to choose, and you may have to rework your idea of what your life is and what your lifestyle is gonna be in order to have that person in your life. So a lot of thoughts. Love in Paradise Season 4, Episode 2. I'm already digging it at this point, and hopefully I love a good love story. I love happy endings. So again, and I always root for love and marriage. All the best. God bless. Any thoughts, comments, questions, want to come on and chat with me, please do email me at cbiztv@yahoo.com. That's cbiztv@yahoo.com. All the best. Again, God bless. We'll talk again.